This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails defies the rock musician stereotype, first by scheduling our interview for the early morning, and then by showing up 15 minutes early.
It's a promptness. It's a thing of mine.
Trent Reznor is known as a detail guy, a meticulous composer and manipulator of sound. Lots of sound, layers upon layers of it. If I were you, I wouldn't try a single word I'd say. From the start of Nine Inch Nails, 25 years ago, Trent Reznor's been known for songs of deep, menacing pain, rage, and self-destruction. Now his dark days of alcohol and drug abuse are behind him, and he finds himself at 48 with a wife and two young kids. Reznor told me he sees his latest album, Hesitation Marks, as a response to that earlier self and how he's changed.
I felt like I was achieving honesty, you know, just trying to be as truthful as I could be. The process of reflecting back on a younger version of me, provided more insight to who I think I am now. And the writing process felt fairly effortless and refreshing, and I felt inspired because I didn't feel like I was, it wasn't forced. It just kind of came from a place that felt truthful.
You know, I'm thinking about your new song, Everything, which starts with this really kind of triumphant declaration, right? What's the first line of this song?
I survived everything.
I survived.
And in the course of the song, you say, I've become something else.
Yeah, I meant that song to feel kind of absurd, you know, as an arrogant, bold statement that might appear defiant, but is actually, in my opinion, kind of self-destructive, and it's a sense of, you know, getting what you ask for. You know, my life has been many examples of short-sighted goals that I thought would fix things. You know, if there's something broken inside me, if there's a hole in there, I thought if I could just write a good song someday, then I'd be okay. You know, if I could just be on stage in front of people I'd never seen before and be validated by them. I feel very fortunate I've been able to achieve those things. And it's been moments of feeling good about it, but it didn't fix things. You know, it wasn't the solution to me feeling spiritually complete and whole.
This song does start out in such a sunny way with all these joyful harmonies. And you know that there was a disgruntled fan, I guess, who thought this was entirely too poppy, maybe a softer, happier side of Trent Reznor, and put together a video of you, an animated you, riding a unicorn under a rainbow with birds flying by. You're saying, though, that's ignoring what's really going on in this song.
That certainly wasn't anything that crossed my mind when I was working on this. But again, you've been around for a while and you've created essentially a brand, right, that has a certain level of expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And it encourages you to not color outside the lines if you pay too much attention to what you expect that fan base wants from you. You know, I think many, many artists have suffered an artistic death by doing just that.
I'm talking with Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails. You're known for really intricately composed, crafted, layered songs. And let's take a listen to the song Copy of a.
I am just a copy of a copy of a copy.
And let's just walk through what's going on here, because it starts out with this repetitive synth pattern, right?
Yeah, that's 5/16th notes with the rest in there, so it's hard to tell where the downbeat is.
Are you trying to sort of be destabilizing with that, with playing with rhythm there?
Yeah. I like the way it flips around and doesn't always land on the beat in an expected way.
And what's being added as we listen here?
Well, this song is really about just repetition and hypnotically starting to layer small elements of rhythm, percussion, and treatment of vocal into something that is meant to feel hypnotic but slightly unnerving.
And somewhere in here, there is, on guitar, Lindsey Buckingham of Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, he's playing this part right now, actually.
I bet that there are lots of things in these songs, tucked away, sounds that you're really, really pleased by, that are layered so deep in that we may not really hear them, but you know they're there, and I bet you love that.
I aspire to make a record that sounds better 10 listens in than it does after 2. And still, at 50 listens, you're picking out things that add a depth and a thoughtfulness to it. That there's enough in there that you can still be extracting pieces out of it.
When you're on stage now and you're doing old Nine Inch Nails songs from the dark days, right? Songs full of hurt and pain and anger. How do you pull that off? I mean, does it feel very different from where you are now and that it's painful in a really visceral way, like peeling a scab?
You know, I've kind of watched with amusement as the press has latched on to, oh, Reznor, now 48, happily married with 2 kids and Oscar winner, as if I can be summed up as that now. I'm not the same person I was 20-some years ago, and I'm happy to not be that person. When I'm on stage, the songs that we've chosen to play from the back catalog are things that still resonate with me and matter to me, and the songs that I couldn't be a part of, we don't play anymore.
You mentioned your 2 kids, very young kids, your sons. Are they on the road with you when you go out on these tours?
Yeah.
What's that like?
So far, I mean, we're just the beginning of it, but so far it's been great. I said I wasn't going to tour if it meant missing them growing up, and I mean that. To be able to wake up and hang out with your family and be around that sense of emotional, normal aspect of living and be present for them, that's really what it is being present for these guys. That matters. I find that quite centering. You know, it adds to an interesting duality where then I can kind of switch that off and kick into now it's show mode and I'm, you know, several hours before the show, I'm gearing up for the show. And it kind of keeps things, so far, feeling kind of sane. Ask me in a few months and we'll see what the answer is.
Trent Reznor, thanks so much. It's been fun to talk to you.
Thank you.
Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails. His new album is Hesitation Marks.